The session now for a National Health Service for Ireland, and we're dealing with motions 107 to 136, and just a number of points to remind delegates about. Obviously, tonight we have, as you well know, a much-deserved tribute to Martin McGuinness that's scheduled for 6:30. We have to complete this session and the next session by 6 o'clock. The people have to get the stage ready to make sure that there's a dignified start to the tribute for Martin. So we're going to be urging people, all of the speakers, and there's quite a lot of speakers here already for the next two sessions, so to take up the 2 minutes that are allocated to each of the speakers. Want everybody to respect the timing, because everybody's here in a comradely fashion. So anybody who goes beyond the 2 minutes, we'll be asking them to stop speaking. But remember that you're taking valuable time off other comrades. So in the spirit of comradeship, we're reminding people that we want them to take up the 2 minutes and no further than that. It is important that we keep this session the time. So 6 o'clock is the cut-off time, and we want to move quickly into this. So, as I said, this particular session deals with a National Health Service for Ireland, motions 107 to 306. There are also amendments to motion 109 and 128, and the amendments can be found on your pink-coloured page in your delegate pack. Again, the proposers to motions 120 and 121 have agreed to refer the motions back to the incoming Ard Colia for their consideration, so no vote will be taken on those two motions today. Again, to remind people that in this particular section, if motion 110 passes, then motion 113 will fall. Okay, so I'm now calling on the speakers to take up the podium. So, Tán Tisbarach Oscailge and Ais Cardia. First speaker, please. First speaker, Leadahull.
Louise O'Reilly, TD for the constituency of Dublin Fingal. Cardia, I'm delighted to open this section entitled The National Health Service for Ireland. Anyone who heard me earlier will have heard me saying that the health service in the 26 counties is on its knees. The waiting lists are absolutely out of control. The trolley numbers are off the charts. The workers are demoralised and beaten down by successive government decisions that make their work next to impossible. Those on the right want you to believe that there's no alternative, that the system is just broken, and that the only solution coming riding in like the cavalry is the private sector to save us from our own health service. But we know that there is an alternative to the two-tier health service that the right wing have built. We know that we can make a 32-county health service that will deliver for all of the people on this island. And when I look at the motions here today, I know that there is an alternative. It gives me great heart when I see some of these motions that will decide and drive our policy. It gives me a greater belief in our common structures and the intelligence and the ideas that are debated and formulated there. We want to see a health service that values its workers and cuts off the supply of state money to the private sector. In order to do this, we must develop healthcare on an all-island basis. We should move from increased cooperation to full integration of services on our island, maximising the healthcare benefits for all and achieving greater economies of scale. We're not talking about simply bolting one system onto another. We are talking about taking the best elements of both and creating a new all-island health system. What we want is an all-island national health service. We want to see ideas such as those outlined in motion 115 from the O'Carroll and Kilmartin Cumann, seeking to move our health services to smart diabetes technology. Not only do we need to see an Irish National Health Service, but it needs to be smart, responsive and progressive. When we look at motion 122 from the Derry City Corla Cantor, I see in that a progressive and compassionate motion in relation to IVF. That's why North and South, we have to do right by couples and ensure that they can be granted 3 full cycles of IVF in accordance with evidence-based recommendations. Motion 118 and 119 from the Gonstag, Cumann and Ballina, the North Belfast, Fermanagh and Colin Corley-Cantor on suicide prevention measures are also extremely important, and we should always strive to ensure parity between physical and mental health and ensure that our mental health services are developed on a 32-county basis and that they are adequately funded. Likewise, Motion 129 from Finglas, Lurgan and Talla is one that we should all pay attention to. Gambling addiction is a serious public health issue. It has been worsened by online gambling. Ireland, as an island, has the highest online gambling losses in the world per capita. This is not normal and it must be addressed. We need a policy on this issue, and it is great to see that our membership is driving that forward. Motion 109 from the Wilson, Coleman, Cumann and Swords also seeks to build on our party's commitment to granting medicinal cannabis where it has been prescribed by a consultant. This is a very, very important and timely motion. Motion 128 from the Cohen, Vaughan, Cumann is a progressive and well-meaning motion. There is an Ard Corla amendment to broaden its scope to include everyone, not just adults over 30. My understanding is this is a very friendly motion. It is one which seeks to broaden it, and I would urge you to support the amendment. Motion 116 from the Boland Hartford Cumann in Balbriggan is also an important motion as it seeks to address those children who are targeted by online campaigns in relation to unhealthy eating. Akarja, we have developed our All-Ireland Health Policy using evidence from international best practice. I see many motions on the CLAR referencing our policies north and south, and I can assure you that we will strive to force them through from opposition. And mark my words, we will force them through from government north and south one day. Formula Maigre.
Formula Maigre. Just remind all speakers to refer their name and who they represent here this afternoon.
Pat Sheehan, Belfirstia, health spokesperson in the north. Akarja, universal health service free at the point of delivery and based on need. That is the fundamental principle upon which we develop our vision for health and social care on the island of Ireland. We believe that people should receive the best service possible based on the care they need, not on their ability to pay. The NHS in the north, just like the health service in the south, faces huge challenges. Challenges due to increasing demand for services, an ageing population, and importantly, ongoing Tory austerity. A number of reports, the most recent being the Ben-Gur report, identify the existential threat facing universal health care in the north. All have emphasised the need to transform the healthcare system. Despite these challenges, Sinn Féin's Minister for Health, Michelle O'Neill, provided the political leadership and courage needed to develop and drive forward a health transformation agenda. Michelle published her plan of action, Delivering Together, to kickstart a 10-year transformation of health and social care services that is needed to secure universal health care in the north going into the future. The plan is ambitious and holistic, and it reflects the World Health Organization's definition of health as a state of complete physical, mental and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. From the reform of primary care to the reconfiguration of acute care services, Delivering Together plots a comprehensive way forward. It prioritises issues such as mental health, health inequalities and all Ireland health services that previously did not receive the attention they require. But the significance of Delivering Together is just that, delivering health transformation together. It's a genuine acknowledgement that the greatest asset of a health and social care system is the people who work in the system, often in very challenging circumstances. It's a recognition that delivering a proper health service requires partnership working with those in the front line in health and social care, as well as the people who use those services. Importantly, the Delivering Together plan received the endorsement of the executive and got cross-party support in the Assembly. While transforming health and social care in the north will be difficult, especially in the face of Tory cuts to the block grant, Delivering Together, as long as it is adequately funded, provides the way forward. A vision for health underpinned by political leadership, can create the momentum needed for a better health service. Míle buíoch.
For a míle mar, Pat. In time. In time. Gá bombies now, Liverpool. 2 minutes, please.
Is Mr. Councillor Malachy Quinn, Ballin Harford, Cumann, Balbriggan. First, can I extend my sympathy to the family of May O'Hagan, 99 years of republicanism going through her veins. She passed away yesterday, and her house was always open to Republicans through the 50s, 60s and 70s. She was from Raheny in Dublin, originally from County Down. Thank you. I'd like to speak in favour of 112 and 116. As a member of the North Dublin Regional Drugs and Alcohol Task Force, which covers the catchment area of one third of Dublin, from Balbriggan to the north, to Garristown in the west and south to Castleknock, we are the largest task force area in Dublin with a budget of over 777,000, which is a reduction of nearly 600,000 since 2010. This has resulted in an inability to fund key youth diversion and community care services for people dealing with drug and alcohol issues in towns like Lusk, Rush, Balbriggan. For the fastest growing region on the island with the youngest population, Fingal, it is imperative that this government reinstates funding levels in line with 2008. If we are to be able to support and assist our citizens experiencing problems with drug and alcohol addiction. One of the greatest challenges to the provision of health services on this island is the rising levels of childhood obesity, which can be seen in the increasing levels of type 2 diabetes diagnosis in 12-year-olds, according to Dr. Donal O'Shea, consultant endocrinologist at St. Vincent's University Hospital, just down the road from here. Over the last few months, the Public Alcohol Bill has been the focus of all public reps through a well-resourced lobbying by various commercial interests within the drinks industry. We are all fully aware of the issues related to alcohol abuse in the extreme and binge drinking, as well as the cost to an already malfunctioning health service. One of the aspects of the marketing undertaken by drink companies online is marketing. But let me get to the crux of this motion. The Irish Heart Foundation were very concerned at the rise of childhood obesity over the last 15 years, that they look deeper into the causes of childhood obesity, the costs in terms of health of our young generation. Safe Food Ireland are currently engaged in a cost analysis, but in 2012, Safe Food found that across the 32 counties, the annual cost of childhood obesity was
$1.6
billion.
Comrade, you're well over time. Let it hold.
The marketing used, I'll just finish up, the marketing used by junk food companies is similar to the marketing used by the drinks industry, but they are targeting young children. Us adults have a choice on how we live our lives, but unfortunately the children don't, and they feel influenced by these extreme marketing. So I'd ask you to support 116.
Gromagat. Just remind all speakers, please, stick to the 2 minutes given. Gromagat.
Desi Ellis, Chachta Dála, Urlari, Druggy, Agus Alcohol, Lahoig, and Parchi, Aglarcher, Son, Ruin, Cade, said, yeah. Ireland has long been scourged by the problem of drugs. There is not a single city, town, village, or even family that has not at one time felt the pain of the devastation that the drugs problem has caused to our society. For thousands of families and communities across the country, the drug problem and its consequences have become an unfortunate everyday reality, tearing families and communities apart. The drug problem has impacted in every facet of our society, but has particularly affected those marginalised communities experiencing widespread social and economic deprivation. We don't need lurid headlines in the newspapers to doubt how drugs have adversely affected all aspects of our society. For many of us, unfortunately, all we have to do is step outside the door and we can see its pervasive influences all around our neighbourhoods. Despite what could be reasonably described as an epidemic of substance misuse in some communities, those at the coalface of the drug problem have had no increase in funding for years. This is scandalous. Such stagnation in funding, in line with the effects of inflation, reflects in reality a cut in funding to organisations like the Drugs and Alcohol Task Forces. These cuts have greatly affected the provision of services of task forces and are impeding their ability to develop new services, particularly those aimed at reducing harm caused by drug and alcohol misuse. Sinn Féin has a priority in government, would increase funding to drugs and alcohol task forces and increase spending on the drug strategy. We know that there are complex issues around the problems of drugs. We know that there are no one-size-fits-all solutions. As a spokesperson for drugs and alcohol misuse, I've already started a dialogue with our membership and with those groups and organisations working in our communities concerned with substance misuse. My goal from this dialogue will be to develop effective policies and strategies designed to reduce social, community and individual harm. We must give all those combating the drug problems the jobs and the tools they need.
Desi, time, Littlehull. Your time is up and over.
Okay, Sinn
Féin Mac Lóir. Right. I know, I understand that the Cathaoirleach, it's very difficult for people to get all of their contribution in the time allocated, but the longer delegates speak over their time, they're denying other comrades the right to speak at all.
Jim Sargent, Emma Clark Cumann, speaking on motion 135. In the next few weeks, the 3rd of December will come about. Is the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, proclaimed by the United Nations as a means to raise important issues, to make sure that people with a disability are treated with respect and fairness, just like all other citizens who have the right to achieve their ambitions. What do you see when you look up here at me? Is it a wheelchair, walking aids? Can you look beyond and see me as Jim, as someone who wants to be included and gives access to all he wants to do and achieve? 15% of the world's population live with some kind of disability. That's more than 1 billion people on Earth. When we include all families and individuals impacted upon it, it amounts to a quarter of the global population. Disability is a concern for everyone. In Ireland, 56,000 people would be diagnosed with a disability this year alone. You can be born with it, or you can be due to accidents, illness, at any stage of life. A society built without the needs of the disabled is a handicapped society. How can we speak of equal opportunities when the society we live in prevents us from accessing local shops, accessing transport, accessing education, and accessing employment? 65% of the buildings in Dublin have steps. I cannot even get to the doors. I cannot use an ATM. I cannot get from A to B without weeks of planning and a lot of extra cash. I am always the mercy of the kindness of strangers. I am calling on our local representatives to continue to work closely with disability groups, listen to our perspective, and plan with us in creating an inclusive and accessible society. This means money, and the budget of each local authority must be increased significantly for us to participate in the activity of life. I commend Kevin O'Kale on TD for the passion he has brought to our plight, along with our Oireachtas team, Angus O'Snodig, and Senator Maura Devine, without whose help, a lot of her help and time, I wouldn't be able to be speaking here today to you. To create, amend laws and to create protection and improvements for us in a system that has failed us completely. I know it's a massive body of work, as we are starting from such a low base, yet it is never a burden if left uncared and ignored. I don't want our younger people with disabilities and those 56,000 diagnosed each year to face isolation, exclusion and the low expectations of the past. We have found our voice now and we are not going away. Now, who do you see? As a man with a disability, I want my life to be a reflection of the ability that exists in each and every one of us. When you look at me, don't think of my situation as tragic. Think of the tragedy that is the failure of society to present us all with the things needed to live our daily lives. I urge you to support Motion 135. Good Ralph Martin.
Jonathan O'Brien, Markovich, Tigbarry, Cumann, Cork City, speaking in favour of motion 109 and the amendment to 109. That's in relation to the medicinal cannabis compassionate access programme, which the Minister for Health is due to roll out within the next 2 weeks. We know from meeting with Simon Harris that the new access programme that he is going to introduce will only cover 3 medical conditions. Now, this is wholly unacceptable for many patients who fall outside of those medical conditions. And what we are asking the Ardesh to do today is to give the TDs and senators in Leinster House the authority to go back to Minister Harris and tell him that we want to see an extension of that access programme to cover the widest possible number of medical conditions, including chronic pain, and we would ask you to support that. In relation to the Arcola motion 110, while I agree completely with the vast majority of it, I do think there is a glaring contradiction in it, and that is where it says that we are going to maintain the offence of possession of for personal use and preserve that in legislation, but then goes on to say that we are going to introduce a system where a judge can then decide not to impose a criminal record. I think that's a contradiction. If we are serious about moving to a health-based policy to treat drug addiction, then it should have no place in the criminal courts. And I would ask people to just reflect on that. I won't ask people to vote against it because it is an improvement on party policy, but there is a glaring contradiction there for the party, and the Arcola needs to get a grip with that. I would also ask people to support the motion 113. I believe it is time to stop criminalising drug addicts. I think they are the most vulnerable people in society. And as Republicans, we know what it's like to be criminalised. And I would ask people to support motion 113.
Cora Margaret.
Maeveen Brown, Ciarán Macrae Cumann, Graham Moore, Bally McNab, Armagh. We ask you to support motion 114, which calls for improved public health measures to support people with dementia. Unless we act today, by the year 2050, there will be close to 1 million of us in Ireland who will be directly affected by this disease in one way or another. We as a nation, as people, are simply not prepared for the scale of the problem. If you have grandparents or parents who live long, you are likely going to have more than one person with dementia in your family. 1 in 4 of us over 65 will develop this disease, and none of us will survive it. Dementia is not just a problem for others. It's my problem, it's your problem, it's our problem. For now, without a cure, Ireland can't change this disease. The only thing Ireland can change is Ireland. It is our duty to rebuild our communities into dementia-friendly communities that understand the disease, where every citizen is equipped and ready to help those with the diagnosis and their families. Dementia is a serious, progressive, terminal medical condition. No one survives it. No one has hope. No one has a cure. However, it can be cured, and it should be cured. But it needs to be a priority. People affected by dementia need to be a priority. They want what we all want, what we all cling to when we are without hope, our rights. The right to respect, dignity, and equality. The right to stay in their own homes for as long as possible, and the right to make their own decisions. It is our collective duty as citizens of Ireland and our governments to deliver for people affected by dementia their families and their carers.
Coramaga
Let
Maeve.
Us all make dementia our priority. Please vote for motion Coramaga 114.
Colm Gildernew, MLA for Fermanagh South Tyrone and party spokesperson for Carers and Wellbeing. Coram Falcha Riv and Rune 132, Agasiriam or Hakti, Nahardesha, Takiak, the Howard Stowe. Akyardia, our friend and comrade Nelson Mandela once said, a nation should not be judged by how it treats its highest citizens, but its lowest ones. The most vulnerable people in our society are those in need of care. Behind that reality, we have hundreds of thousands of citizens delivering what is sometimes referred to as informal or unpaid care. In the north, over 220,000 carers provide an estimated £500 million worth of savings to the health and social care system on an annual basis, while in the south, the estimated savings stand closer to €4 billion. This cohort of citizens are facing a daily struggle which is becoming increasingly difficult to sustain as our population continues to live to older ages. While people living longer is a welcome development, it is contributing to a more complex care environment. We must develop strategies that are relevant to the needs of carers. By this, I mean not simply a carer strategy, but that all our policies are informed by and contribute to the needs of carers. Akyardia, it is frequently argued that the difficulty with providing better health care is a lack of money. It is not. It is a question of political will and priorities. If we are to improve mental and physical health outcomes for all our people, a more sustainable model of domiciliary care is urgently required. To achieve this, we need to involve service users, carers, and the community and voluntary sectors in this crucial debate. I commend Motion 132 and ask you to endorse it at this hour dash.
Sir Amelia Margaret Cullum.
Councillor Cathy Bennett, Sinn Féin Chairperson of Monaghan County Council, seeking support of Motion 108. Not a day goes by that we do not hear of the desperate state of our health system. Only this week, it was reported that 9,206 elderly people aged 75 and over were forced to wait for more than 24 hours in emergency departments since the beginning of the year. Pregnant women are still being denied access to a 20-week anomaly scan. Thousands of children are being denied their developmental potential after years stuck on waiting lists for therapy supports. The undercapacity of the public system means that parents are forced to spend hundreds of euros every month on private therapy if you want to see your child walk, talk, or have any hope of realising their individual potential. Meanwhile, this government sits idly by while people suffer. Instead of tax breaks for the wealthy, we need increased investment, the recruitment and retention of essential frontline staff, and improved working conditions. We need a world-class health system that is accessed on the basis of need, free at the point of delivery, and funded by progressive taxation from the Irish state. We need a government that will work with the people and not against them. I urge delegates to support Motion 108, jointly sponsored with others from County Monaghan, Curlicanter, Garmila Mayog of Galler.
Quivin O'Quailan, Sinn Féin spokesperson on the rights of persons with disabilities. Budget 2018, a joint venture by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, was a huge disappointment for the more than 640,000 people across this state who face each day with the challenges that their disability or disabilities present. Unlike Sinn Féin's alternative budget, that place the rights and needs of people with disabilities front and centre. The Leo Varadkar, Pascal Donoghue and Micheál Martin budget provided very little to address the deep cuts of the austerity years that impacted those least able most. It is long past time for government to face up to the fact that many people with a disability are living in poverty, facing costs and charges week after week that either do not arise or do not as frequently arise in the lives of the more able. There is a real cost to living with a disability, a cost that must be acknowledged and must be realistically provided for. Creating a real society of equals requires both political and societal acceptance that we have a duty as a people to provide for those least able to provide for themselves. Our commitment, Sinn Féin's commitment, is to make this happen. Pending the formation of a Sinn Féin-led government in this state, we again call on this Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil coalition, I always believe in calling it a spade, to seriously commit to the essential steps that would lead to real equality, including equality of opportunity for the 13.5% of our population who indicated they had a disability in Census 2016. Akarja, we call for the immediate ratification of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, and we call on this government and their Fianna Fáil allies to commit publicly to making Budget 2019 a real and earnest beginning to a programme of special measures and supports targeted at people with disabilities. I urge your support for Motion 130 and the subsequent motions that address the issues of the rights and needs of people with disabilities.
Kiva Archibald, MLA for East Derry, speaking in support of Motion 123. Over the past number of months, a health scandal has emerged which is severely impacting the lives, health and well-being of hundreds of women across the country who have been injured as a result of transvaginal mesh implants. Women who have experienced debilitating injuries following these implants have had their symptoms dismissed. There is a culture of denial and a lack of access to treatment to address the further injuries that these women have suffered. There are safety concerns around the use of mesh implants because there is no statistically accurate information identifying the potential risks. Because of this, informed consent cannot be given by patients who do not have the information upon which to draw proper conclusions. Along with West Belfast MLA, Arlia Flynn, we have been consistently raising the issue with the Permanent Secretary of the Department of Health, and party colleagues have also been working on the issue in the Dáil, in Westminster and in the European Parliament. We have had some success with health authorities providing new advice to GPs and consultants. Whilst reassurances that this issue is being treated with utmost seriousness and the necessary actions to meet needs of the women are being considered sound grand, we need more immediate action. We need a moratorium on the use of mesh, along with a comprehensive independent review of the emerging evidence of the serious risk the use of mesh poses. We need speedy access to treatment, access to appropriate diagnostic testing, and as far as possible for those affected not to have to travel for treatment. Myself, Arlia, and our entire team would like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank those women who have shared their deeply personal stories with us, and thanks to those who are here today to hear this motion. You're very welcome indeed. We take seriously our responsibility to highlight this issue on your behalf, to demand your rights are upheld and that your needs are met. Gur Maggot.
Okay, we're advised, comrades, that that's the last speaker. Kiva's been the final.
Can we just have one
minute, what's your say? Okay. We have one speaker who's been allocated 1 minute, so Tabrone Moore Oram.
Arlia Flynn, West Belfast MLA, speaking in support of Motion 119. Akarja, in the first 6 months of this year, 164 people have died by suicide. In 2015, we had 769 suicides in Ireland. In the north, we had the highest number of deaths by suicide ever. Despite all the time and commitment given to suicide prevention, our suicide rates remain devastatingly high. The day-to-day lives of too many families, friends and loved ones are being turned upside down by its impact. This is not a situation that any of us can tolerate. we need to develop an All-Ireland suicide prevention strategy. Suicide is complex, there are no simple answers and no single cause. We need to work together to find new approaches, to be creative, to come up with new ideas, new innovations and new ways of doing things, new ways to protect life. We need to come together to connect, to share experiences, learn from each other and to work together to save lives. Suicide is everyone's business. Anxiety, depression and suicide can affect anyone, and feelings of stigma and isolation often stop people reaching out for the treatment they need. Silence costs lives. It's time to end the silence. It's time to end suicide. Go to Mila Margaret.
Go to Mila Margaret. Okay. The very last speaker for this session, 1 minute, Michaela.
Michaela Boyle, Jim McGinn Cummins Strabane, speaking on the amendment to Motion 109, supporting the call for a similar approach of the Medicinal Cannabis Compassionate Access Programme to be applied to the North. Sinn Féin believe within any reasonable and compassionate society, people should have access to safe and effective treatment. It is important that legislation on this issue is robust, clear and evidence-based, and that there is no loophole for recreational use. At present, the Department for Health here in Dublin are finalising a compassionate access programme for medicinal cannabis for treatments for specific situations where there is evidence that cannabis may be effective for people with certain illnesses. When Michelle O'Neill was Health Minister, she wrote to Simon Harris to explore the possibility of people in the North accessing medicinal cannabis through this programme. Sinn Féin are continuing to make the case for this, and our representatives and the Oireachtas and MLAs will continue to explore this. It would be remiss of me not to come here today to mention Billy Caldwell, a young boy of 11 years of age from my own constituency, who from birth was diagnosed with intractable epilepsy. In June 2016, his mother, Charlotte, took Billy to Los Angeles to a special epilepsy centre where they found a massive lesion on Billy's brain. Due to the positioning of this, doctors were unable to operate because there could have been caused catastrophic damage to Billy. Billy was given cannabis oil for 8 months, supervised by a medical doctor. The progress he has made is amazing. Billy is now the first person to be prescribed medicinal cannabis on prescription in the North. Billy's mother has said, "Medicinal cannabis has given me back the right to being a mother to Billy, but more importantly, it has given Billy back his right to life. Support the amendment to Motion 109.
Okay, comrades, we're now moving to the votes on motions from 107 to 136. I can ask delegates to show clearly with their card how their voting intentions. So moving very swiftly to those in favour of Motion 107. So Rune 107, Eva Aver. An aye. Tashi Glagda. Rune 108, Eva Aver. An aye. Tashi Glagda. Rune 109, just to remind members that there's an amendment to Motion 109, and the Cumann has agreed to support the amendment, so I will put the amendment first and then the substantive motion, whatever that may be. So Rune 109, Eva Aver. Sorry, the amendment to Motion 109, Eva Aver. An aye, Tashi Glagda. Now the Rune 109 is substantive motion with that additional amendment. Eva Aver. An aye, Tashi Glagda. Rune 110, just to say that, remind you again that if this motion passes, then Motion 113 will fall. So Rune 110, Eva Aver. An aye. Tashi. That's tight. We'll have that again. I just want to see that again. So Rune 110, Eva Aver. An aye. Tashi Glagda. Rune 111, Eva Aver. An aye. Tashi Glagda. Rune 112, Eva Aver. An aye. Tashi Glagda. Motion 113 has falls, so that's not for vote. So Rune 114, Eva Aver. An aye. Tashi Glagda. Rune 115, Eva Aver. In aye. Pashe Glockta. Rune 116, Evolver. In aye. Tashe Glockta. Rune 117, Evolver. In aye. Tashe Glockta. Rune 118, Evolver. In aye. Tashe Glockta. Rune 119, Evolver. In aye. Tashe Glockta. Rune 120 has already been referred to the Incoming Hour Coalition, so there's no vote. And similarly with 121, no vote on 121. Moving then to 122, Rune 122, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 123, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 124, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 125, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 126, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 127, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. In Rune 128, there's also an amendment, and the Cumann has agreed to support the amendment, so I will put the amendment first. So those in favour of the amendment to Rune 128, in favour, in aye, Tashe Glockta. The substantive motion 128 with the amendment, in favour, in aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 129, in favour, in aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 130, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 131, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 132, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 132, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 133, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 134, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. 134, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 135, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Rune 136, Evolver. In aye, Tashe Glockta. Shannon Jeremiah motion on this particular session. We're now moving on to the Education, Childcare and Social Policy section, motions 137 to 151. Now, we have approximately 1 hour for this, comrades, and we've no more than 1 hour for this because, as I said early on, we're moving very quickly after that to set the stage for the tribute to Martin McGuinness. So I'm urging and insisting that all delegates will speak to the time allocated for Amelia Magov, Mary Lou MacDonald.
I'm speaking to motion 144 on behalf of the Ord Corla. This motion reaffirms Sinn Féin's support for the repeal of the 8th Amendment of Bunracht na hÉireann. It further affirms our commitment to campaign to achieve this objective and calls on the government to hold a referendum to repeal the 8th without further delay. It restates Sinn Féin's belief that full information and non-directive pregnancy counselling embodying all choices be freely available, and reasserts Sinn Féin's absolute opposition to the criminalisation of women who have an abortion. It calls for the availability of abortion where a woman's life, health or mental health is at serious risk or in grave danger, and in cases of fatal fetal abnormality, and in cases of rape or sexual abuse. The truth is, friends, that the 8th Amendment should never have been entered into our Constitution. It has imperiled women's lives and health. In some cases, it has cost women their lives.
It has inhibited doctors from caring for their pregnant patients without fear of criminal sanction. The Eighth Amendment caused a child rape victim to be dragged through the Irish courts. That was in 1992. The child was 14 years old. She was publicly referred to as X. Her case was to change the law. The courts said so. But successive governments looked the other way. And it took 21 years for legislation to give effect to the X judgment to be entered on the statute books. And this shameful failure and political cowardice cannot be explained away because abortion is a difficult issue, or because it excites great passions on all sides, or because it is a matter of conscience. It was a result of a monumental failure in leadership. Now, friends, there's every shade of view on abortion in society and in Sinn Féin too. People in this hall hold very, very different views. Compassion and respect must inform this debate. But there can be no ambiguity regarding our responsibilities to Irish women. We are all of us people of conscience. We hold our position on abortion and a woman's right to choose in good conscience. We make our case and debate in good faith. We arrive at a decided position democratically and openly. And then we lead. And then we act. We do not cop out on an issue of such importance to women. We will not do... We will not do as others might do and use a pretext of individual conscience to avoid a decision on any matter of public policy, much less one as crucial as this. So let no one be fooled or taken by the Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael a la carte approach to this debate. Their so-called free vote has nothing to do with conscience and has everything to do with political expediency. It was, after all, their abdication of responsibility which allowed 21 years of political inertia following the Supreme Court's X case judgment. Now, we know that the referendum campaign will be tough. We also know that it must be respectful. There is a debate to be had, and there are many fears that need to be dispelled. But I have to tell you, friends, it is my firm view that the Eighth Amendment protects nobody. It was, and it remains, a deeply cruel amendment to our Constitution that sought primarily to subjugate women. And it has no place in the Irish Constitution. So I urge you, delegates, to debate respectfully and to support motion 144. Gurumila Mahagwev.
Before our next speaker speaks, I just need to outline a number of points that you need to bear in mind. There are two amendments to motion 144, and they are marked Amendment A and B on the pink sheets. As neither of these amendments conflict, votes will be taken on each amendment. I just want to make people also aware that if motion 144 passes, whether amended or not, then motions 145, 146, 147, 150 and 151 will fall. And similarly, if 144 fails and any of those other motions pass, then any of the above motions not already voted upon will then fall. We'll explain that as we come to each of the votes, individually. So, go right, Cara.
Ciarán Mullen, MLA, Education Spokesperson in the North, Paul Council Common, Derry. For Sinn Féin, cherishing all the children of the nation equally isn't rhetoric. It isn't a slogan worth paying lip service to, but not much else. For us, it is real. It is meaningful and as relevant in today's Ireland as it was in 1916. And is how we approach everything we do, whether that be campaigning on the streets or serving in ministerial departments. Our record through successive education ministers in the North has demonstrated that. From abolishing the 11 plus to revolutionising the schools of state and targeting resources at the most deprived schools and families, eradicating inequality and cherishing every child and their future has been the central focus of Sinn Féin's approach to education. As Sinn Féin education spokesperson in the North, it is a huge honour for me to continue that legacy. And there are many challenges that confront us, because it is children and the most vulnerable in our society who will pay the price of unrestrained Tory austerity policies, now supported by the DUP. Even in the absence of an executive, Sinn Féin has proven to be an effective bulwark against that agenda. When they tried to cut the school uniform grants, we fought them and we won. When they tried to cut free school meals, we fought them and we won. When they tried to cut the schools... When they tried to cut the school's sports programme, we fought them and won. But there are plenty more battles ahead. Changes to the benefits criteria are again threatening the free school meals entitlements of thousands of children. We have succeeded in forcing the department back to the drawing board and to take their equality obligations seriously. But this will be an ongoing campaign. So we will continue to fight the battles. We will continue to defend the entitlements of our children. We will assert their right to equality and to a better future. And you know what, Akarcha? We will continue to win.
Councillor Sarah Hallin, Devlin Plunkett Cumann. Speaking in favour of Amendments A and B to Motion 144. And before I start, I just want to pay tribute to the women who've been at the coalface of this struggle for years, such as Cathy Parr, Mary Ellen Kemble, and Daisy Mules, who's coming next. As a Sinn Féin councillor elected in 2014, I feel very proud that we're progressive on social justice issues. We want to be there for ordinary working families like mine. We campaign extensively for marriage equality, North and South. We offer policies that look after the most vulnerable in society. We target other parties on their failings and backwardness on matters of equality. But on this issue of women's health, we are falling behind. Being pro-choice is not radical. It's not extreme. I would neither force a woman to give birth, nor would I force a woman to terminate a pregnancy. I'm in the middle. I trust women to make ethical decisions about their own bodies and lives, and it is none of my business about why they want to make them decisions. The time's long since passed for us to be keeping quiet or sitting on the fence when it comes to basic rights for women. The current regime in Ireland, North and South, disproportionately impacts on particular groups of women in this state, contributing to inequality depending on their socioeconomic, health, immigration status or disability. It's time for Republicans to look past their fears, bred into us, by the way, over years in a society controlled by a church, which normalised the oppression and criminalisation of women.
10 seconds, Sarah Littlehull.
We need to have compassion. And above all, we need to trust our sisters. We need to trust our wives, trust our daughters, to make ethical decisions about their own bodies. Ní saoirse go saoirse na mban.
I've been advised by the steering committee that all speakers that we can get in between now and before 6 o'clock closing time will have 1.5 minutes. Now, I need to urge people to stick to the limited time available to allow other comrades to get a chance to speak. Go right, Cara.
Daisy Mules, Patrick Pearce Cumann, proposing motion 151. Chair, comrades, we've been debating motions about reproductive rights for 35 plus years. It's time to trust and support women in their choices. To the women here, who makes the decisions about your bodies? You do. To the men here, who do you want to control a woman's body? I hope not. To the women, who determines its destiny? You do. To the men, do you want to determine a woman's destiny? I hope not. Comrades, if you truly believe in equality and self-determination, it's very simple. Women, and only women, should be making the best considered decisions for themselves. Are we in Sinn Féin going to continue to decide for women what they can choose to do with their bodies? How can we, not having to deal with an unplanned, unwanted crisis pregnancy, tell a woman facing such a pregnancy what she should do? To me, that sounds like dictatorship. Nobody should force a woman to choose to have an abortion, obviously. Nobody should force a woman to continue with a crisis traumatic for her pregnancy. We as a society import women to England and beyond because we're unable to accept their choices. That's an absolute disgrace. Comrades, no one here is pro-abortion. No one here favours abortion. But sometimes a woman needs to decide to have an abortion. Who are we to judge that woman and deny her choice? It is Dora up Maggot. To us. Trust women.
Dora Maggot, Jenny, Parham.
Kathleen Funchin, Carlo and Kilkenny, Sinn Féin. There's a number of motions I want to speak to, so I'm going to literally fly through this. I want to support motion 137 and 142. If we want to change the current injustices in our society, we need to give our younger generations the tool to challenge and question the system, providing a fair and equitable education system that gives every student the ability to reach their potential is the best way we can do this. In relation to motion 142, it calls for a review of our CAO system, which people will know is the secondary school system, and it acknowledges the unnecessary pressure that this puts on students and the adverse effects it has on their mental health. So this is a really important issue, and I urge delegates to support the motion. I want to support 138 and 139 in relation to the early years childcare, and particularly the workers in the sector, and the current injustice they have in relation to their wages. In relation to the repeal motions, I want to ask people to please support amendments A and B to motion 144 on repeal the 8th. We urgently need a referendum on repeal the 8th, and we need to see it removed from our constitution. We are failing our women completely, ignoring the fact that thousands of our sisters, mothers, wives, daughters, cousins, aunts and friends are forced to travel to England to access basic reproductive services that should be available here. I never thought I would agree with something like the Citizens' Assembly, but I believe they were very measured in its deliberations, and it is time for us as a party to take these findings on board and to trust and respect women and the choices they make about their bodies.
Dora
so
Maggot.
Please support Amendment A and B to Motion 144, Dora Maggot.
Dora Maggot, comrade.
Niamh Cusack, Women's Officer for the National Youth Committee. Akarja, I'm asking you to support motion 147 and to vote against the motions 148, 149 and 150. The 8th Amendment in the 26 counties and the lack of abortion services in 6 counties have meant that many women have died as a result of having been denied life-saving abortion procedures. This is completely unacceptable. It's time for our party, a party that has always been an advocate for human rights, to move forward and start trusting women. Since 1980, at least 150,000 women have had to travel to other countries to receive the health care that they are being denied at home. An equally horrific fact is that women are still being criminalised for seeking abortion services. We must fully condemn the criminalisation of women. We must stand in support of them and be their allies. The fact is, this is a health care issue and not a criminal justice issue. By supporting motion 147, the party will be in a position to work on women's healthcare policy that will benefit women both north and south. It will allow us to fully support the repeal campaign. Sinn Féin Republican Youth support choice without borders, free, safe and legal. All women of Ireland should have access to healthcare services and should be treated with equally and with respect.
10 seconds, Carla.
We cannot continue to call ourselves a party that strives for equality when we're failing to support half of our population on their right to choose. On a final note, this is Sinn Féin, not Mayhane. Our party has always been a collective and united on policy that is decided on Nordesh. 149 is a cop-out, and that's not who we are. Thank you.
Is Misha Carlney Killen, Tom Egg, Lorch and I run 148 and 149. We have taken many difficult decisions over the years, some in this very venue. These were issues where people held very strong views, but our strength lay in the fact that each member had a say, that we talked things out, and once a decision was made and taken, we left united and we moved on. Freedom of conscience might seem like an easy solution, everyone could do what they want, but what would it actually mean? It would mean a decision made by a democratically elected Ardesh, such as this, by our members, could be ignored, and elected reps who are elected to represent our party could unilaterally vote against party policy, including in government. It would mean party spokespersons literally taking lumps out of each other on public platforms, and this would be deeply divisive and damaging to cohesion. In a local community, you could end up with one group of activists campaigning one way and another group doing the opposite. How on earth could that be good for the party? This is not about forcing anyone to change their opinion. Members are entitled to their views on this issue or any other for that matter, and there is plenty of flexibility in our approach already. However, to take this further, allow me or anyone else to vote whatever way we want would make a mockery of this Ardesh, so therefore I'm asking delegates to oppose motions 148 and 149. Gormila Mogul.
Remember, 1.5 minutes, comrades.
Okay. Denise Mitchell, Co-Colly Cumann, Coolock, speaking in favour of motion 138 and 139. We hear a lot of talk in recent months around the gender pay gap, of how women earn 14% less than men in Ireland. And this isn't just about blatant pay discrimination inside companies. It's also about the pay in different professions dominated by either men or women. And childcare is one of these. 94% of the staff working in the early years sector are women. It's a tough job and one that requires good qualifications. And yet, the pay rate is €10.27 an hour. And this is wrong. And this needs to change. For far too long, this state has ignored and neglected investment into childcare. No family should have to pay the equivalent of a second mortgage for childcare. And childcare needs to be high quality. It needs to be affordable. And this means the state must invest and it must subsidise. Sinn Féin want to build an early years service where we can all be proud of. So, delegates, I'm asking you to support motion 138 and 139. Good morning.
It's Misha Fintan Warfield, Shannador, and Cahirlach de Sinn Féin Oiga Fublachtach. Brothers and sisters, my sister stood with me when I demanded equality. Agus Anish, Shasim Leahy, Agus Mlana Heron. The energy and the positivity of the referendum for civil marriage equality is now most visibly harnessed by activists seeking a repeal of the Eighth Amendment because they are intimately connected. Irish women and the LGBT community share in a most unfortunate commonality the historical and the contemporary criminalisation of our body and our life. Comrades, a safer society for women is a safer society for the LGBT community and vice versa. Today, women who seek out what should rightfully be theirs are considered criminal, and our young people are identifying with that. Older generations are advancing a narrative that lays bare the misogyny and the deeply ingrained sense of prejudice faced by women in this state. The horror of institutional abuse in the industrial schools and the Magdalen laundries, scandals like Sinn Physiotomy, the Neary scandal, Bethany Home, and cases like that of Louise O'Keefe. Today, just like any other day, 12 women will make their way to England for an abortion. Provided a citizen has the financial means, this is the most common solution for women who deserve better. Current Sinn Féin policy will not prohibit abortion, it will only send it overseas. And I want Ireland and the women of Ireland removed from British policy, not an Ireland reliant on British policy. Please support Amendments A and B to Motion 144.
Could the next speakers move up the runway so that we can bring the speakers on a little bit quicker?
Jonathan O'Brien, Markovic Tygbarry, come in, Cork City, speaking in favour of Motion 143, which is calling on the party to develop a policy on end-of-life issues, which will include proposals to allow a person who is terminally ill to be assisted to die where that is their declared intention and where they have it clearly and freely given their consent. And it's something I think that the party should develop a policy on. It's an issue which is becoming more prevalent for elected reps to deal with. In relation to the issue of abortion, I would ask members to support the amendments to 144, A and B. And I would say, because I know people have very differing views on this, but I sit on the Aid Amendment Committee and I have looked at all of the expert evidence which has come before that committee. And if people in this hall believe that the right to access a termination is not an essential part of women's healthcare, then I would ask you to look at the Aid Amendment Committee, study the evidence which has been presented. And if you do that with an open mind, I believe you will come to a position where you support amendments A and B. Now, that does not make me pro-life or pro-choice. It makes me a realist and a Republican. And I believe women have the right to access a termination as part of their healthcare.
Al Noren, Sinn Féin Public Newton Dog, speaking in support of Motion 147. Not the church, not the state, women must decide our fate. The Cruel Eighth Amendment forces 4,000 girls and women to travel abroad each year to access abortion services that any decent healthcare system should provide in order to cater for its women. This figure does not include women who buy illegal abortion pills online, drink bleach, or face grotesque experiences, sacrificing their health, all because the state refuses to recognise their body autonomy rights and healthcare rights. I understand that a lot of people are against the repealing of the Eighth Amendment because it appears as a taboo subject and it just doesn't happen in our country. But Akarja, that is where you're wrong. Let's think about the mother who can't afford a fourth child. She's forced into isolation and shunned by society. The woman who recognises that she's just simply not ready to be a mother is made feel like a criminal. These difficult experiences are painful enough without them having to justify their personal circumstances that led them to get on a plane to England. A choice which should be made by each individual and certainly not by the church or the state. The aid discriminates against me and against every woman who calls Ireland home. It is clear that we have moved on since 1983, yet the element in our constitution which oppresses the rights of women remains exactly the same. Is that really the society we want to continue to live in? Support Motion 147.
Coramila Margaret.
Louisa O'Reilly, Bowen, Hartford, Cumann, Balbriggan, speaking against Motion 149. Akarja, I join Sinn Féin, not Mayfane. I will be bound by what you tell me, not what I personally believe. What you tell me is what matters. Akarja, I urge you to support the amendments A and B to Motion 144, and the reason for that is very simple. I'm a member of the Committee on the Eighth Amendment. If we're guilty of bias, we're guilty of bias in favour of the facts and the facts only. Please support amendments A and B. Give us the scope that we need to do the important work that women need us to do. This is not 1983. We are a progressive party. Let us move.
Beat that. Rory Grinney, Cool Cully Common, Coolock, Dublin Bay North, supporting both amendments to motion 144 and supporting motion 145. Comrades, Sinn Féin is a party that has always supported the equality, supported human rights, has stood up for the interests of the oppressed, the marginalised, the dispossessed, and it's in that tradition, with that tradition in mind, that I'm asking everyone here today to make Sinn Féin a pro-choice party. Because the issue of abortion, the decision to terminate a pregnancy should be left to a woman. It's her body, her choice, not to be the end of the matter. And to those people in the party who are asking the party to support the retention of the Eighth Amendment, I ask you to bear in mind where the Eighth Amendment came from. It came from the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church are no friend of the Republican movement, and they're as big an obstacle to social progress as the DUP are in the six counties. Do you really believe that the people who ran the Magdalene laundries and the mother and baby homes and the industrial schools care about the rights of women and children? Of course they don't. Let's make abortion free, safe and legal and support the right to choose. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Councillor Greg Kelly, Charlie McLeod, Cumann Drimna. I'm asking delegates to support the amendments to 144 tonight, but I'm not going to speak on it. I believe it's a woman's choice, it's a woman's decision. As a man, I shouldn't have to make the decision for women. I am asking you to vote, strongly asking you to vote against 148 and 149. I'm a councillor for Sinn Féin, I stand on Sinn Féin policies, not on my own choice, not on my own opinions. I'm directed by yourselves, everyone in this room, by the members. To vote through 148 and 149 would mean we wouldn't need an Ardesh next year, or maybe we would. One topic, change our name. Because we wouldn't be Sinn Féin. We wouldn't be a progressive party. We'd be just a bunch of independents. So everyone elected could have their own choice. While these particular motions state one subject, what's to stop us expanding it? What's to stop me having a conscience about something else and deciding I'm not going to vote how my party want me to vote? There's people in this room that had to vote for the Good Friday Agreement who would have voted against it and have implemented it since. Against the policing in the north. Against many changes that we've seen this party. I know of one person who wouldn't have been in favour of divorce when it was voted through by this party and campaigned for, but who has stood and campaigned for it at that and hopefully has changed their mind since. So I urge you to vote against 148 and 149 and really urge you to support the amendments for 144.
On the Rossford Cahirlach, I go public Bolyaclea. Comrades, the position that abortion is only acceptable if a woman's life is at risk or she has been the victim of rape simply does not stand up to scrutiny. There is no set of circumstances that would adequately address the needs of women when it comes to abortion access. Women need free, safe, and legal access to abortion with no restrictions. That is the position of the youth wing. Tá bána party igari mi ainach leshan arch and willow ilmage sanyahe. Tá fragracht eringanish, kyartan a man a kirkun keen. There are two amendments proposed to motion 144. Amendment A should be supported and amendment B should be supported. With regards to amendment B, the words serious and grave are not medical terms. If a medical professional identifies a risk to someone's health, it is always treated as serious. The conflation of legal and medical language only serves to muddy the party's position with regards to abortion. I would ask that delegates support Amendment B to Motion 144. Legal language has no place in a medical assessment of risk. Put this into the hands of doctors and women, not lawyers. The two amendments attempt to rectify some of the problems with Motion 144.
Oh, like it.
The motion is far from perfect, but the party's position must advance. So let's accept the amendments, accept the motion, lay the foundation for further progress, blitz this repeal campaign, and secure a better Ireland for our women. Chuck Yarla, Bairgi Bullock.
Cathy Power, O'Malley, Russell, Cumann, Dublin Central. I'm speaking in favour of the amendments to motion 144, both of them A and B. Comrades and friends, I've been fighting this amendment since 1981 when it was first mooted. And during that awful campaign of 1983, which was vicious and hypocritical and very hard on anyone that was taking part in it, that was against that amendment, going into the Constitution. At the time, when we were saying that women would die because of it, we were accused of hysteria. But women have died, and it isn't just Savita, who we all knew about because that story was broken by media. Lots of women, I don't know, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of women have died because doctors' hands have been tied. And you know, for those of us who have a womb, it's personal, this. You know, it isn't an abstract thing. It's a very, very personal decision about being pregnant or not being pregnant and how it happens to you and having children and all that. It's a very personal thing. I've gone past the stage of reproductive years now, but I look at the young women here and I look at my own beautiful daughter, and it's a very personal thing to me that there are people in this society still who would think that they'd rather see her dead than to have an abortion.
10 seconds, Cara.
I just also want to speak against 148 and 149. We're a disciplined revolutionary political party. We're not some kind of a club. It's a thin end of a very dangerous wedge to start talking about conscience. Ogun. Everything is conscience. And all of
Conrad Darling Lennon speaking on behalf of the National Youth Committee of Sinn Féin Republican Youth. Comrades, we stand on the cusp of an historic moment in Irish history. One of the great civil rights campaigns of our generation has come to fruition, and the possibility of women achieving full bodily autonomy is within sight. Sinn Féin has to be at the forefront of this struggle, and we can't be caught sitting in the sidelines. As a youth organiser, I've had the honour and privilege of working with some inspiring female activists from all walks of life. These women work day in and day out to improve the lives of others, to progress the struggle for a socialist republic, and to build Sinn Féin as a movement in every corner of this island and abroad. Every person in this room owes much to the women in their lives, their mothers, sisters, grandmothers and aunties. Yet we of a party have let these women down. While pushing for equality in every other aspect of life, Sinn Féin still has not adopted unequivocal support for a woman's right to choose. These amendments are a huge step in the right direction. In a climate where the issue of consent is at the forefront of debates in gender and sexual assault, the issue of consent has to be at the forefront of a woman's choice to get pregnant or not. One of the biggest mistakes in this movement's history was when we diluted our social and economic aspects with the phrase "labour must wait." This resulted in counter-revolutionaries finding a home in the movement, which led to the treaty and near destruction of the Republican movement. Today, we can't look back and say that the greatest mistake of our generation was saying women must wait.
Carla Raida Cronin, a Ruth Hackett Cumman, a Manu Gunda Kildara. Tom Larth, a new again a ruin, ever a cage that has a hooked, August again a ruin cage that has a knee. That's 148 and 149. Horja, on the face of it, these two conscience motions look fairly reasonable, but they are not. If either of them pass, we have lost our coherence, our solidarity, and our comradeship. We will be no better than whatever you're having yourself, independence. But we are Sinn Féin, not May Féin. And as I said already, this is where our party policy is decided. It mightn't always suit me, like when I nearly beat the Ard Coil earlier on, but nearly doesn't win the war. But that doesn't mean that as a Sinn Féin elected rep, that I will ever put my conscience before the will of this room. I might say that how these motions, even made in Antrim Sinn Féin floor, is beyond me. If they pass, we may as well tear up this floor, pack up and go home, because the will of the room doesn't matter to anymore. Whenever other thorny issues come up, as they certainly will, we will have set a precedent. While nobody can predict the future, we can look to our past, and it's worth noting that none of these two motions came from 6 County Cumann. The membership who watched family and friends suffer at the hands of state forces in the north didn't ask to consult their conscience when we voted on various issues and grasped thorny nettles. Not for us, this is too hard. Sure, we'll work it out for ourselves, lads. We leave those cop-out votes to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Women in Ireland are dependent on Sinn Féin, TDs and senators to get this through the direction, because never before has there been a government that, you know, a minority government trying to get, giving their members a free vote, trying to get through the Lord Carla. And finally, remember, none of us join Sinn Féin because we are pro-choice or pro-life.
Comrade,
we'll face this together.
Cora Mila Margaret,
we'll comrade.
Cora Margaret. You're just eating into other comrades' time. Sorry, it's not really acceptable. So, Cora Mila Margaret, to all of the next speakers, keep within the time, please.
Padre Tobin, Doyle French, coming on Uv, Quintanami. Accordia, the right to life is the primary human right. If you don't have the right to life, you cannot be guaranteed any other human right. And you cannot cherish all the children equally if you don't deliver the equal rights to life to all the children. Brian Feeney and Dahi McKay have stated that Motion 144 brings the party into line with the 1967 Abortion Act. That act is 50 years old, and under it, 8.5 million abortions have been performed. In Britain, a shocking 97% of children diagnosed with Down syndrome in the womb are aborted. Now, I know this is not the party's intention whatsoever. Sinn Féin don't count chromosomes. However, anything that looks like the British Abortion Act will be political kryptonite right across Ireland. It would put a low ceiling on votes, members and representatives. Political parties know this. It wasn't Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that invented the freedom of conscience. The freedom of conscience is in every large-scale political party in Western democracy. Nothing divides like abortion. Irish unity can only be achieved through a mass movement. Rigidity on the most divisive topic in Irish society is a recipe to prevent a mass movement developing.
10 seconds, Cara.
Also, the ground has shifted radically in this party over the last number of years. Motion 144 would be the third policy in 4 years in this. Given that so many of us had joined under a different policy regime on this, is it not reasonable to offer us some flexibility on this issue?
Margaret.
Councillor Aoife Cusson, Tom Keeley Cummins, speaking in support of Motion 148. I'm not a medic, a clinician or a research scientist. I, like others, have studied many of the arguments put forward from these persons who do have the expert knowledge. The arguments continue and will continue to be put forward for and against abortion. There are two parallel thought processes, and we all know that parallels never meet. But one way to connect two parallels is to build a bridge. I could be standing here today like some advocating one side or the other, but I'm standing here today with a motion not to antagonise anyone. I'm standing here instead with a bridge to permit a conscience vote, a bridge to connect the two parallels. It allows everyone, no matter what side you're on, to vote with your conscience. We say in Sinn Féin, our constitution, that we welcome membership from all creed. But the whip in respect of abortion not only affects some of our current members, it also affects the members we would like to attract. I had the pleasure of discussing Sinn Féin with a Hindu lady in Kildare recently. She expressed an interest in joining our party. In Chatham, we got down to all this kind of stuff, and that's where she couldn't see herself joining Sinn Féin. Well, she explained her religious beliefs, and we talked. This lady could never progress within our party with the whip and ever be put forward in the nomination process for elections. Actually, when I spoke to her, I realised it was apparent that a lot of our existing members were in that position. I'm pro-life, that's my position. I don't ask you to be the same as me, but I ask that you don't expect me to be the same as you.
Cora Margaret, Cara.
I don't ask you to convert to my opinion. I request you to permit everyone to have their own opinion on abortion.
Contrary
to some things this being said, it won't be a floodgate to independence within Sinn Féin. Water charges, bin charges, etc. aren't in the same category as the killing of the unborn. Womb killing is what it's called in Hindu.
Linda Hull,
Garibaldi, womb killing.
Linda Hull. Linda Hull.
Linda Dillon, Cúige Uile, to speak in support of Motion 144. I am conscious of the sensitive nature of this issue, but we are currently failing women right across this island by placing their lives in danger and putting them through unbearable trauma and suffering. Legislation needs to be put in place to ensure that in cases of rape, fatal fetal abnormality, and where the life of the mother is in danger or her health is at serious risk, that abortion is a safe and legal option. In all of these instances, women must be treated with compassion, without the threat of criminalisation. I speak today not only as a member of Sinn Féin, but as a sister, a daughter, and most importantly, a mother of a beautiful girl who's age 7, and I waited, who's age 9, sorry, and I waited 7 long and heartbreaking to get her age. I waited 7 long and heartbreaking years to have her. She is without question the centre of my world. There's never one day goes by that I'm not thankful to have her. And it is for this reason that I want to make this point. I often hear the argument that there are so many women who would love to have a child. I am one of those women, or at least I was. And let me assure you, the pain at wishing to be a mother would not have been eased one tiny bit by another woman having to suffer the terrible heartache of being forced to carry a child with fatal abnormalities to full term. Or a young girl being forced to carry the child of her rapist or abuser. These two issues are not comparable and should not be used to pit one woman's terrible heartache against another's. It always sticks with me speaking to Martin McGuinness about the case of Sarah Yurt, who was expecting a baby with fatal abnormalities. She was forced to travel to England to terminate her pregnancy. For me, the most harrowing part of this story was that she couldn't bring her baby home to lay her to rest. Many of us might say, I would want to have that baby no matter what the circumstances or the outcome for my own physical or mental health. But what about the woman who can't bear it? Where does she turn? This motion outlines the very specific circumstances where we as policymakers and legislators need to be given support to women who need our help today, tomorrow, and let's be honest, yesterday.
This is our final two speakers in this session, comrades.
Francis Molloy, MP for Mid Ulster, and also South Throne Corley Cantor, South East Throne Corley Cantor. I'm speaking against 144, and I'm speaking against 144 because of the additional pieces that have been put into that from what our position was. I think we had a very good position in relation to abortion. It didn't please everyone on either side of the debate, but it was a good position which had become acceptable to people right across the board. Unfortunately, there are people who keep pushing the boat out further. And so adding in health and mental health and variations, this is abortion on demand. That's what it is. There's no other way of actually saying it. Because if anyone goes in and says they don't feel well, they are depressed and that, whatever the case may be, then they're eligible for an abortion. The motion doesn't even say how are you going to assess the patient, how are you going to assess the mother in that situation. No assessment set into this motion whatsoever. No thinking went into this motion whatsoever. So I am opposed to that because it is abortion on demand. Our position, I believe, was very good to now. It took us through several different situations which were difficult. And it also dealt with the position where there were special circumstances, the fatal abnormality were also dealt with within it. We had a good position with it. But
10 seconds, Carl.
Yes, and I didn't come here to actually just to say it and walk away. Francis, so I want to finish Francis, what I'm going to say. And I'm going to finish what I'm going to say because I am opposed to abortion on demand, and that is our position. And this is what this is about, is pushing abortion. It's very easy to pass a motion here, but whenever you go out in the country and find what the people of Mid Ulster say, it's an entirely different situation. Think of the people on the ground.
For Amelia Margaret.
Councillor Chris Andrews, Smith Farrell, Griffith Cumann, Ringsend. I'm speaking in favour of motion of amendments A and B on motion 144. The difference between Sinn Féin and other parties is that we take sides. We take the sides of ordinary people. We don't try to be all things to all people. We support communities that are deprived of their rights. We support Palestine. We support Catalonia. We support self-determination. And we support self-determination because it's the cornerstone of Republican politics. When it comes to abortion, we must support women's rights to right to choose. We must support women's right to self-determination. We must support women because this is a matter of fairness, it's a matter of decency, and we must allow women to take control of their own health. We must support equality of access in healthcare. Please support Amendment A and B on Motion 144.
Cara Míle Margaret.
Fergal Donnelly, Robert Emmett, Rathgar Rathmines, Sinn Féin, Cumann, in favour of Amendment B of Motion 144. Comrades,
delegate,
repealing the Eighth Amendment
delegate,
is a civil rights
delegate.
Issue.
Just fan bombage one second. Fan bombage. Fan bombage.
We should be around. There are only 10 of us left.
Comrades, repealing the Eighth Amendment is a civil rights issue.
No.
And we in Sinn Féin have long been at the fore of civil rights. The United Nations Human Rights Committee has called the Eighth Amendment cruel, inhuman and degrading, while Amnesty International has repeatedly called for its repeal. Abortion is a complex issue, of that there is no doubt, but we here today must decide where we, as the socialist alternative, stand on this issue. The Eighth Amendment has been deeply unfair for women for a long time, and in this I welcome the motion 144 brought forward by the Ard Cóirlea. However, we do take exception to the inclusion of serious or in grave danger. These terms have no medical standing and they do nothing to add to this motion. Their only function is to muddy our position and to add further confusion at a time when we should be resolutely clear. This amendment calls for the removal of these words, which in doing so provides a motion which we in Sinn Féin, as the true socialist alternative to the mainstream Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil parties, can proudly stand by. For these reasons, I urge you to support amendments A and B to motion 144. Go to Míle Margaret.
Go to Margaret.
Comrades, Míle Gallagher Fáil, come on, County Meath. Comrades, I'll be quick because there's other speakers. Comrades, Sinn Féin is the only vehicle on this island for a democratic Irish Republic. A democratic republic for the fisherman in Kenmare, the hairdresser in Coal Island, the plumber in Cabra, and even the Presbyterian minister in Craigavon. A democratic republic where we respect the views of all. But how can we respect the views of these people on one hand when we force our representatives across the country to vote against their conscience on an issue so divisive as abortion? We cannot embrace the Unionist community in the six counties who are pro-life or recruit the young student who is a liberal advocate of pro-choice if we are forcing the hands of our reps. Comrades, I would ask you to support motion 149 on the clour. Comrades, what have we to fear on the issue? We're the only major party on the island to force the whip on abortion. Our opponents have a free vote on the issue and the sky hasn't fallen in. However, we have given them political ammunition and opportunity to tear ourselves apart on the issue. I have said that 149 does not change the party's policy on abortion. It does give our representatives the democratic right to vote publicly on a matter of conscience, a right as ordinary members we all have at the ballot box. This party is a movement. It's a movement for change in the island. It's a movement for everyone on the island, in Kenmare, Coal Island, Cabra and Craigavon. Ní nach Corla Caola, there's no strength without unity. Bring everyone with us. A public to boo.
Oh my God.
Patricia Ryan, Munna Streven Kildangan, Cumann, County Kildare. I'm asking for support from delegates and members for support of motion number 148. I feel a conscious vote is something we should always have as a party who always stand up for equal rights. As a party member and a party of members who always promote democracy, we also should have democracy afforded to us as members. I urge you to support motion number 148. Gorib Míle Margaret.
Gorib Míle Margaret.
Councillor Ray McHugh, Logue Marley, Cumann and Crumlin, support motion 148. Comrades, some years ago at an Ardesh, we had a slogan, a party of equals. I took from that each member was equal. Equal in their views, their beliefs and equal in their opinions. We need an open party, a party where atheists, Catholics, Protestants and any other religion, that their beliefs are accepted and respected. This motion calls for Sinn Féin members be allowed to vote on the issue of abortion according to their conscience. If this motion is not passed, comrades, what message are we sending out to people who might be looking to join our party in the future? Are we saying your beliefs and your views, if they're not Sinn Féin policy, it's not acceptable? Rights is of little worth if we take away from others the rights to their views. I believe as a democratic Republican party, we have to respect the views of all members, especially on issues of conscience, and I ask you to support motion 148. Thank you.
Final, that's the final speaker, comrades. Okay.
No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to cause any riot or cause a trouble or anything like that at all. All I want to say is this, just a chat on the abortion thing. Sinn Féin, since its foundation, has defended the rights of the ordinary people. I defended the rights of the ordinary people in Belfast and the six counties for over the last 40 years as a member of Sinn Féin. The most vulnerable people today is the unborn. Whatever takes place in the amendment to number 8 of the Constitution, let everyone be very careful what you bring in here. The most dangerous thing that can happen is if we begin to open the door to abortion on demand, the danger is when you go open the door a small bit, someone will put their foot into it and widen it a bit more. And that is what you as adults and Sinn Féin supporters have to keep in when you're going to do anything to the 8th Amendment. That's all I have to say. I defended the rights of the nationalist people, and now I'm defending, I felt as an old fella that I should also defend the rights of the unborn.
Margaret. Okay, comrade. For Amelia Margaret. Well done. Okay. Very disciplined indeed. Okay, comrades. Sinan Distrach Craigna. So we're going to move swiftly to the votes. So we're now moving to vote on the motions 1. Shh. Cunis Sahala Liberdal. Okay. So we're now moving to motions 137 to 151. And I would ask people to, when they're voting, to indicate clearly with their delegate passes. I'm moving swiftly now to Rune 137. So, at Rune 137, Evolver. In aye. Tashi Glacta. Rune 138, Evolver. In aye. Tashi Glacta. Rune 139, Evolver. In aye. Tashi Glacta. Rune 140, Evolver. In aye, Tashi Glacta. Rune 141, Evolver. In aye, Tashi Glacta. Rune 142, Evolver. In aye, Tashi Glacta. Rune 143, Evolver. In aye, Tashi Glacta. We'll come to Rune motion 144, and we have two amendments. And we'll take Amendment A. First of all, amendments in your pink slip. So, Amendment A to Rune 144, Evolver. In aye, Tashi Glacta. Amendment B to Rune 144, Evolver. In aye, Tashi Glacta. The amended motion, Rune 144, Evolver. In aye, Tashi Glacta. So, as I explained, Liberdal. Cunis. Okay. Carmila Magov, Cunis Liberdal. Cunis Liberdal. As explained earlier on, if motion 144 passed, then we would proceed directly then to Rune 148. Okay, comrades, so we're moving now to Rune 148. Rune 48, Evolver. Could ask delegates to show clearly with their passes. Okay, Rune 148, Evolver. In aye. That motion falls. Tashi Glacta. Rune 149, Evolver. In aye, Tashi Glacta. Well, let me just bear with us 1 second now.
I think they've fallen.
Yeah, they've all fallen.
Okay, so Shannon Roon Jeranach, comrades, so Goramila Mago for everyone who took part very respectfully in that debate, and everyone acted in due respect and due regard to every other comrade. So Goramila Mago. So as you know, comrades, the next session the next session after this very short tea break will be a tribute to comrade Martin McGuinness. Goramila Mago.
One, two. Thank you.
Thanks.
Could I please ask people to make their way back into the hall? The tribute for Martin McGuinness will be starting very shortly, and we don't want disturbance once the tribute begins. Please make your way into the hall. Thank you.
The delegates start making their way back into the hall and take your seats now. We'll be starting at 6:30.
There are still plenty of empty seats. Could people please make their way into the hall for the next session? It's starting promptly at 6:30. Thank you.
class. I think it's about 20 little kids. I think it's okay.
People start to take their seats, please. Delegates will be starting in 2 or 3 minutes if people could take their seats.
Thank you for making your way into the hall. If people could in the hall could please take their seats as swiftly as possible.
Okay, could everybody take their seats, please? We'll be starting in a minute or two.
If there's any stragglers, just want to make your way into the hall, it'd be great, and then could people please take their seats promptly. Thank you.